I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. For more than 3 decades, Dream Adaptive Recreation has been working to get people with physical and cognitive disabilities outside to recreate in the Flathead Valley. Participants and volunteers call it life-changing, and now the nonprofit is expanding to work with veterans.
They should be able to tell those apart.
Griffin Espeseth is a champion skier. He and his mom are looking at silver medals he won at the Special Olympics in his bedroom in Kalispell.
Since on the back it has skiers and stuff.
There it is.
Griffin and his twin, Ty, were diagnosed with autism at an early age. And while it hasn't defined who they are, for a while it meant the Espeseth family needed a little more help than what's offered in traditional ski lessons. The 14-year-old twins have been skiing for almost a decade with volunteers from Dream at Whitefish Mountain Resort, Ty says.
Ever since we were 5, we had ski instructors from the Dream program that helped us learn how to ski and conquer different, all sorts of runs.
Ty says learning to ski taught him more than just learning to point his tips downhill.
It just helps us prepare for other fears and other new things that we're worried about, but once we get up and go for it, we're pretty much on a roll with it.
Ty and Griffin's mom, Janet, says Dream has had a profound impact on her family.
It's made it so that we see the possibility of what our boys can do, and I think it's going to affect their lives and our lives forever, because now we do go up on the weekends and ski like any other family.
Putting the boys in ski lessons with Dream also meant Janet had time to ski with her daughter, Millie, which was a rare treat.
It was just us. So just those opportunities as well for her when she was little, that was huge.
Dream started out as a winter sports program catering to local schools and adults, offering adaptive alpine skiing at Whitefish Mountain Resort. It has since expanded to include water sports, like stand-up paddleboarding lessons, in the summer, and now they're starting to work with veterans.
The need is there.
Cherie DeBoe-Carlson is the executive director of Dream. Last month, Carlson announced Dream received a $50,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to expand veteran-specific adaptive winter alpine programming. The grant will help cover the cost of travel, lodging, and meals for veterans, along with volunteer trainings and new equipment.
It's kind of a challenge to get them to engage and come out, but they're there, so you just got to keep knocking.
Carlson says the Flathead Valley is home to a large population of veterans, and for many of them, it's hard to experience all the valley has to offer. Dream volunteers will undergo sensitivity training specific to veterans, in addition to learning to use adaptive equipment. She says the new veteran program is just another way Dream is expanding to meet the needs of the Valley.
It helps to improve their quality of life, which is what adaptive sports does for a lot of people, but specifically for them because they've experienced a lot of stuff that can have a pretty negative effect on your psyche and your life. So yeah, they gave to us. Why can't we get back to them?
Last season, Dream gave 1,300 adaptive lessons to local and vacation destination riders. Carlson is expecting more participants this year as word spreads.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for coming tonight.
Recently, Valerie Thrasher signed up volunteers at Kalispell Brewing Company's benefit night.
We've got the volunteer applications here for the Winter Alpine Program.
Thrasher signed up about 30 people at the event, but she's still hoping for more.
We're there. It's a great night. And how many for the whole season are you hoping to get? We would like to have 120 active volunteers in our program.
Clay Colby of Kalispell has been with Dream for 22 years. He started out for the free lift ticket he got as a perk for volunteering and was hooked after one of his lessons with a young man who was blind.
I skied behind him and tapped my poles so he knew where I was and just told him what to do, where to turn.
Cheryl Luke also re-upped her volunteer application last Tuesday. She's been volunteering with the program for 3 years.
Oh, it just makes you feel so good. I mean, it's so worth it to see the smiles on their faces. Nothing can explain how you feel when you're done spending a day with these kids. It's just really great.
Dream's next event is November 19th in Whitefish, the third annual Evening of Inspiration with Vasu Sajitra, an extreme adaptive athlete. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.